This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado is drought-free for the first time since 2019. That's according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. State climatologist Russ Schumacher says it's good news, but the health of Colorado's river basin continues to struggle.
There's still very significant issues there. The reservoirs we have in Colorado, for example, have all filled up after our big snow this year, but those big reservoirs downstream, Lake Powell, Lake Mead, are still way below average, let alone being full.
In order to beat long-term drought, Schumacher says the state will need to see several back-to-back years with strong snow and rainfall. More than 50,000 Coloradans have lost their health coverage through Medicaid since the end of the public health emergency for the pandemic. Here's CPR's John Daly.
At the start of the pandemic, Congress enacted emergency provisions. That included a requirement for state Medicaid programs to keep people continuously enrolled through the end of the public health emergency in exchange for enhanced federal funding. That ended in May. As a result, more than 2 in 5 Coloradans whose coverage was up for renewal lost it for the first time since 2020. Colorado's Medicaid agency says it's been working to keep people covered and minimize the impact. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
10 members of the Colorado National Guard will head to Thailand for exercises hosted by the Royal Thai Army. The annual Hanuman Guardian training is meant to improve the coordination between the two militaries. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Colorado Matters is just ahead.